Is it possible for someone diagnosed with an IQ of 3 points above a moron, who could not do second grade work in one moment, to have his brain supernaturally rewired and today have 5 earned doctorate degrees and 2 PhDs? Stay tuned for Sid on It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Ricky and Dot Roberts. A major, major miracle. One of the most amazing ones you'll ever see. Investigation of. Ricky Roberts was evaluated 3 points above a moron. No hope. They said that special education could not even help him in a Christian school that wanted him out. But his mother, Dot, did not give up because she believed in a higher power than the doctors. When the doctors say there is no hope, there is one that says all things are possible to those who believe. Dot, you weren't even supposed to have a baby. What happened?
No, I wasn't, Sid. We had given up all hopes. We were married 10 years, going on 11. And the Lord spoke to me one night and said, pray for a boy. And I prayed for a boy. And I told my husband we was to have a child. He said, no, we're not. And I said, yeah, we're going to have faith or hang this thing religion up. So 9 months later, we had a boy. But he came very sickly. And the doctor said, we'll never raise him. And we said, yes, we'll raise him.
Now, you literally had to set your alarm. Every 30 minutes, either you or your husband had to get up. Why?
Well, we set up, but we'd set the alarm to ensure we didn't go to sleep. You know, we'd take turns to check him to see what was going on with him. Because one minute he would be okay, and the next minute we'd be on the way to the emergency room with him.
But, Dot, question. What in the world caused you to hang on? Why didn't you give up like most people do?
Sid, that'd have to be God, because now in the ministry when we praying for so many people who has children, there are something's wrong, we say, hold on. And some of the parents stick, and I'm thankful for them, but some grows weary and they back up. And you can never back up. You've got to hold on.
All right, but you had, and God knew you needed something. So one of the things he gave you was a prophetic word about Ricky. Tell me about that.
Now, that didn't come until he was 14 years old.
Tell me about it.
Well, first, I would like to, if you don't mind, tell you that we had to carry him to a world's leading doctor to have him analyzed. And the doctor said that I had no hope that he would never be able to learn. He would have to go through life 3 points higher than a moron. And I said, not as long as Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. Will my son go through
life? That doctor should have known better than to mess with you.
Well, my husband and I, we gave our son back to the Lord, and we gave him back our life. And we began a life of fasting and praying. And so we were determined, if that Bible was true, our son was going to be healed. We didn't know what we were going to have to go through or what it was going to cost us. But we were not going to let Satan do that to our son.
So take me to that prophecy that he received.
Well, like I said, I've been fasting and praying all night, some nights, and crying. I'd been crying for 3 solid years. And I was in my room praying, and the wheel in the wheel came in my room and showed me a man coming into our city.
Okay, the wheel in the wheel is something described in the book of Ezekiel.
Chapter 1 and chapter 10.
Okay.
And he gave me a vision of a man coming into Jacksonville, which was a prophet. And said, even though I was at a Pentecostal church, I never heard prophecy, and it like scared me to death. But we fleeced God and asked God if this man was of him to let him pray for all 3 of us at one time. And because my husband was in the Pentecostal longer than I was, and he said, false prophets will arise and deceive many people. So we fleeced God, and we said, don't let God, if this is you, let him call all 3 of us at one time. And so we went to the meeting, and the prophet called him up and said, you have a learning disability. Can I pray for you? Then he called my husband.
Now, wait a second. Were you all seated together?
No. We were separated.
In 3 different places in the congregation.
And we went early where they wouldn't know we were together.
So he calls on Ricky, and what does he say?
You got a learning disability. Can I pray for you?
Okay. Okay.
He looks to his right and sees my husband with a certain shirt, said, sir, come up here, this is your son. And woman to my left over there with a certain color blouse on, this is your son and this is your family, and you're scared to death and you're trying to get out of here, and I would if I could have got out of that place. But anyway, we went up and he prophesied and told us that God would heal my son and God would educate him and he would be in the world, but he'd never be of it.
Now, Ricky, when this was going on, you were still in that same condition, but
correct.
Could you grasp what he was saying? Could you hold on to that at that time?
Yes. Yes, because the spirit, my spirit was normal. My mind, my brain was not normal, but my spirit was normal. And my spirit was able to grasp that and hold on to that promise, almost like a drowning man would hold on to a twig or a piece of wood in the midst of a gigantic river. That's all we held on to.
And a few years later, you had a visitation from God in your room. Tell me about that.
Well, the power of God just overwhelmed me, and for 24 hours straight, God spoke to me audibly, and there was so much of the glory and the presence of God, it was, you could cut it with a knife. And that was the first time, and then I had it again, but God just spoke to me hours on end. And what was amazing, see, this happened before God healed my learning disability, my retardation.
What was he telling you?
Of my purpose in the kingdom, of a great end-time harvest, that God had not, God did not put this learning disability upon me, but God permitted Satan so that God could get the glory.
Now, out of curiosity, did he give you any clues as to when this great end-time harvest would occur?
Yes, the Lord told me that right before God, you know, it could be 20 years, 30 years, but God said he would allow me to be publicly known right before the great end-time harvest.
And could this be now?
Possible. I believe we're in the forerunners of it, and we're right on the verge of it.
See, I need to state something here with that to confirm that. When the wheel in the wheel came into my room, he had a large sickle.
That's
and
right.
He did the harvest and showed how the barns would be filled up, showing me that great harvest that's coming. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to find out about how in a second, in an instant, Ricky Roberts went from 3 points above a moron to today, who you see, with 5 doctorates. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Ricky and Dot Roberts. So, at age 16, Ricky is close to 300 pounds. He's in special education. The doctors say there is no hope to be any more than 3 points above moron. And you, another prophet prophesies over Ricky. What did he say, Ricky?
He basically said that this night that God had filled in 7 grades instantaneously. That's how I understood it.
Now, Dot, what did you think about that?
Well, I didn't quite understand it like that. He came back there and said he could pray for him. He said, Lord, the Lord had heard his cries as he lay awake at night and cried, why can't he be like other children? And if your mother will stand on faith and put you into 10th grade, I shall fill in the foundation that saith the Lord. And he just went on singing, and I didn't get it.
Okay, so you get home, you're pondering all of this. The meantime, you get a phone call from the school, and they say special education, he's nothing more than a babysitter. Mm-hmm. There is nothing they can do for him, and you have this prophetic word that they have to move him into the 10th grade. What did you do?
Well, he had also prophesied within 3 days they'd call me. So it hit me then that that God really healed him. If I would have known it that night at church, it was this kind of miracle, they wouldn't have had no service. They'd throw me out. I'd have walked benches and everything else. But anyway, I screamed on the phone and said, "Miss Sanders, God's healed my son. Put him into 10th grade. I'll be over in a few minutes."
Did they have the men in the white coats ready for you?
Yes,
the ambulance?
They did. They was really upset when I run in that school screaming, "Miss Sanders, God's healed my son. Put him into 10th grade." She had her husband ready for me. She didn't want to deal with me at all. They thought they were going to have to call and have me locked up. But when they carried me to his office, Mr. Sanders, and that verse you just quoted with God, "All things are possible," on another show, that was their logo for that year. And I looked up and seen that. And he said, "Ms. Roberts, you can't put Rick into 10th grade. He had to be jumping 7 grades. You will destroy him. We've done all we can do." And I looked up and saw that sign. I said, "If you can't believe that God has healed my son, take it down, you're a hypocrite."
The sign that said all things are possible right in his office. So what did he do?
Well, I felt in the spirit he wanted me to have him analyzed, send him to another doctor. And I said, "Call your doctor, have him analyzed." He said, "I don't want you to have to spend that money." I said, "That's my $1 million boy. That's no money, but that's what we spent on him with all the tutors and the special doctors and the money we have spent trying to get him to learn just 125 words. And he called his doctor and made an appointment. And I went to the doctor, and he told me right quick he didn't believe in that junk.
So, but they did test him.
Oh, yes.
And what did the test show?
That he was doing trigonometry, algebra,
biology. You couldn't even learn a simple vocabulary.
Correct.
How did you know trigonometry?
The thoughts, the answers and all this information came into my mind instantaneously, Sid. Instantaneously. God filled in 7 grades instantaneous.
Okay, so speeding this story up, he goes in to the 10th grade, and when you went in there, were you a little
nervous? Oh, yes, I was scared because, you know.
But now you're understanding things.
Sure.
You're understanding that.
Sure.
I mean, before you knew, when a kid would call you a name, what would they call you?
Retarded, dummy, that's just some of the big fat moron, that's just some of the names.
But you would understand it, but now you're really understanding
it. Yeah, I really understand. And really, there's a time in our lives when God either must, He is obligated to move for us, or He will not move. And everything was held in the balance. If I succeeded, God would be vindicated. If I didn't succeed, God would not be vindicated. And God was vindicated.
Okay, out of curiosity, Dot, what happened to him after a few days in class?
Well, his teacher called me, and there's only one teacher would accept him. And he had a child had a problem, so he accepted Ricky. And he called me and told me that when Ricky came into his class, that the students went to giggling at him because they had been calling him these names. And Ricky began to tremble and shake all over. And he put him up front and went real slow and wrote out the lessons on the board. And then he called me back in a couple of weeks and said, "Can I talk to you?" Said, "We've had a test this week. Guess who made 100?
You made 100?
Yes.
And I'm going to fast forward you to graduation day. You wrote a book called A Walk Through Tears. And that was not just a title. That was your life.
That was a fourth of my life.
Okay. What graduation day? Describe what you saw with your eyes.
When we went to graduation, Ricky had went to the top of everything. And we had prayed that this one principal would be able to give him his certificate. And he went up to get the most an award. And the principal said, "Just stay here. You'll walk yourself to death going back to..." He won every award but 2 that night. He was the top of everything. And she said, "Why?" That he won the most outstanding award was that he had started to the school in special ed class, and his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ grew, and he said the Lord Jesus healed him, and that appears to be true since he jumped 7 grades. We had a standing ovation.
Dot and Ricky, and those that are skeptical, I have here my media officer in the ministry was in the same school that Ricky Roberts was in. And he was in the same class, but I have his yearbooks, 1978, 1979. 1978, it says special education is a picture of Ricky. 1979, it's a picture of him, 10th grade. Today, no, hold that thought. I'll hold mine. We'll be back right after this.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Ricky and Dot Roberts, and this is such fun. I hope you're having the fun. When I see God show up, to me, that is fun. Now, Dot, we were talking about here, your son, 300 pounds, can't hack it in special education. They literally said, take him out, and a prophet says, you tell those people to move him to the 10th grade. They think you're meshuggah, that's a Hebrew word for crazy.
Amen.
But you've been praying and fasting, and you're persevering. Did it cross your mind that maybe... Not one thought. You knew it was going to happen. Okay, today, tell me about your son's accomplishments.
Right now, he has 5 doctors and 2 PhDs.
You get that? 5 doctorates, 2 PhDs. Now, Ricky, are these all honorary type things?
Oh, no, I earned every one of them.
Tell me what one or two of them.
Well, I have a doctorate in ancient Greek, doctorate in ancient Hebrew, doctorate in theology.
But listen, that is a wonderful miracle, but there's something better. You went from 3 points above a moron to brilliant. Right. Not just, I mean, you were actually, you told me, Dot, that he was tutoring the students in the 10th grade.
That's right.
I mean.
In about 3 weeks, he was tutoring the students. They'd called him moron.
It's not my ability. It's the ability that God gave me. What's so interesting is God warned me. He's warned me many, many times. He says, the one that giveth can always taketh away. So what he's warned me about, if I ever fall, he would strip away all that he has given me. And so I walk very carefully, and I walk in the fear of God.
You know what I notice about you?
Mm-hmm.
In most men of God that I talk to, I give an idea, and they say, oh, okay, you will never do that.
No.
Every time I say something to you, you say, I will pray about it, and you mean it. That's not some people say that's
I
just
do.
A cop-out. But listen. Your heart must go out when you see young kids are exactly the way you were.
I do.
Exactly the way you are. And you know there are parents watching right now, like you, Dot, that are weeping and they're crying right now.
I saw one last night. They
are crying right now for their children. And Ricky, if you will look in the camera and pray for the parents.
Amen.
No. Dot, you pray for the parents. And Ricky, you pray for the children. Dot, will you pray for them to persevere and not give up?
Gift of faith.
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to come to lift up mothers and fathers. I was in the same situation I was in at one time. I'm so thankful that the Word of God says you have no special people, no special person. That what you do for one, you'll do for another. Last night at 3:00 in the morning, you showed me a lady sitting. She was so mad and angry with you. She thought you had put this on her child, and she had no help. Father, I asked you, in the name of Jesus, to touch that lady right now and let her get in the Word of God and find out that you didn't do this. This was a trick of Satan, and you don't love my son any more than you love her child. And Father, all the people, when they come to our meetings, and I see those children begin to get better and better and better. What a joy it is in our spirit that we know we serve a living God. And I ask you now to let the Holy Spirit go out into TV land to every person, every mother, every father that has a handicapped child. I ask you, Father, to give them the gift of faith. You said one time I would lay hands on people and they would get the gift of faith. This is the faith that is needed for this kind of America.
Amen.
I ask you to send it forth now in the name name of Jesus and give them the kind of faith that they will stand firm and not give an inch. And Father, I ask you to blind them to the condition of their child and let them see that child as he will be when you heal him. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Ricky? Continue and pray for those children right now.
Father,
you see those children.
Yes,
you
I see
look
them.
At them.
Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, not by might only, but by the word, the blood, and the cross commanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, we invoke the power of Almighty God, that dunamis power that will touch these children. I see Down syndrome being healed, mental retardation of various types being healed, and also I see learning disabilities instantaneously healed. People are going to begin to understand that God transcends the physical, and He can even heal the mental. Here comes the anointing. Hey, glory.
I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't catch that faith, if you did not catch that healing, go get a tape and listen to it again. I mean, it was so powerful. I was lifted up in the Spirit.
Amen.
And I heard people being healed, especially of pain.
Amen.
Pain, because there were many mothers and fathers that were healed of pain when Dot was praying. I mean, I saw the tears. I felt, I didn't see them. I felt the tears, but people's backs were just supernaturally, it was almost like crack, and the back came together. But the greatest healing of all, the greatest healing of all is not religion. The greatest healing of all is for you to know the Creator of the universe loves you, that you're not just a computer number, that you have a purpose, a destiny, you are special, you are loved, and God Himself is for you. And God has never stopped loving you, nor will He ever stop loving you, because that is His nature. But your sins have separated you from the love of God. And there's something you can do about it. God can't do anything. He's already done it. 2,000 years ago, He sent His best, His Son, to die in your place. And by His blood, your sins were not just covered as was under the old covenant, but it's a better covenant. Your sins, He says, I, God, will remember no more, as if they had never existed. And so you have an opportunity to start life fresh. No matter what you have done, this is your moment, and the choice is not God's. You are called, chosen, purposed, loved, selected, and you could not be watching us right now if you had gone too far. The choice is yours. Are you going to turn from what you are doing? You say you don't have the power? Correct, you don't. But if you turn from the sin you know you're involved in, that adultery that you're involved in, that pornography you're involved in, that homosexuality that you're involved in, that lying you're involved in, that addiction that you're involved in, and turn to God and say, Jesus, help. Heaven is closer to earth than ever before in history. Just one word away. The word is in Hebrew, Yeshua, in English, Jesus. Tell God you're sorry for your sin. You believe the blood of Jesus washes away your sins. And it's as if you have never sinned before. God says, I remember your sins no more. And I want to take your hurts and say out loud with your mouth, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Live inside of me. Become real. Give me the power to not have to do these sins. Amen.